flower communion we will celebrate in a few minutes was created in 1923 by Dr. Norbert Čapek, who founded the Unitarian Church in Czechoslovakia. Like Miss Rumphius, Norbert Čapek believed that each person had their own way of giving back to the world out of an appreciation of its beauty. He felt the need for a symbolic ritual that would bind people more closely together, a kind of communion that was fully inclusive and celebrated the abundance of the land. He knew that the format couldn't alienate anyone who had forsaken other religious traditions. The traditional communion service in Christianity with bread and wine was unacceptable to the members of his congregation because of their strong reaction against the Catholic faith. And so he turned to the native beauty of their countryside for elements of a communion that would be genuine to them. And so people were asked to bring a flower of their choice, either from their own gardens or from the field or roadside. When they arrived at church, a large vase stood waiting for them, attended by children. Each person was asked to place their own flower in the vase. This signified that it was by their own free will that they joined with others. The vase, the communion vessel, symbolized the collective heart of the religious community. For Norbert, the significance of the flower communion is that as no two flowers are alike, so no two people are alike, yet each has a contribution to make. Together, the different flowers form a beautiful bouquet, one that would not be the same without the unique addition of each flower individually. And look, the bouquet is all the more lovely for its volume and diversity. Each person took home a flower brought by someone else, thereby symbolizing our mutual companionship as we seek ethical living. So it was with his church community in Prague, and so it is with our fellowship here today. Norbert and his wife, Maja V. Čapek, herself a noted minister who was ordained in 1926 at a time when few women had advanced degrees and even fewer were clergy. Maja and Norbert saw this communion of sharing as essential to a free people of a free religion. Maja brought the flower communion to the U.S. in 1940, and she introduced it to members of our Cambridge, Massachusetts Unitarian Church. Unfortunately, she was unable to return home due to the outbreak of World War II. The Nazis found Norbert's gospel of inherent worth and the beauty of every human person to be, as documented in court records, too dangerous to the Reich for him to be allowed to live. And so he was sent to Dachau, where he was killed during a medical experiment. This gentleman suffered a cruel death, but his message of human hope and decency lives on through his flower communion, just as in our story, Miss Rumphius's lupines bloomed long after she scattered them. To my knowledge, Maya Angelou never celebrated a flower communion, but she has been in my heart all week as I've mourned her loss and re-encountered her incredible legacy. It's always hard to lose a prophet, isn't it? Yet like the Čapeks, she lives on when we build on the gifts of those who came before. It's funny that something as fragile and fleeting as a flower on a spring day can call our attention to the permanence of those who honor and call forth the beauty of the world. For the times when it may be hard to see the loveliness, let alone feel confident that we have something to give back, Maya Angelou has some wise words, and I'll close my message with them. You may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. In fact, it may be necessary for you to encounter the defeats so you can know who you are, what you can rise from, and how you can still come out of it. And so as we turn our attention to our flowers collected here before us, let us consecrate these, our communion offerings, with an invocation. infinite spirit of life, enter into this communion of flowers. Enter into our hearts, our minds, our words, and actions. It has taken long months beneath cold ground for these flowers to prepare their blooming. It has taken each of us long times of growth through sorrow and joy to prepare for our living now. The blooming season is short. The flowers stay only for a brief time. We are travelers upon the earth, travelers through all too brief lifetimes, and therefore let our moments be bountiful. Let us rejoice in unique colors, aromas, and sounds. Let us celebrate together in love with life and its abundant beauty, that as we travel away, we take with us the gift of transforming love and beauty returned to us once more. May it always be so.